Seeing the Invisible, July 8. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. Moses had a deep sense of the personal presence of God. He was not only looking down through the ages for Christ to be made manifest in the flesh, but he saw Christ in a special manner accompanying the children of Israel in all their travels. God was real to him, ever present in his thoughts. When misunderstood, when called upon to face danger and to bear insult for Christ's sake, he endured without retaliation. Moses believed in God as one whom he needed and who would help him because of his need. God was to him a present help. Much of the faith which we see is merely nominal. The real, trusting, persevering faith is rare. Moses realized in his own experience the promise that God will be a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Here is another point in regard to faith which we wish to study. God will reward the man of faith and obedience. If this faith is brought into the life experience, it will enable everyone who fears and loves God to endure trials. Moses was full of confidence in God because he had appropriating faith. He needed help, and he prayed for it, grasped it by faith, and wove into his experience the belief that God cared for him. He believed that God ruled his life in particular. He saw and acknowledged God in every detail of his life and felt that he was under the eye of the all-seeing one, who weighs motives, who tries the heart. He looked to God and trusted in him for strength to carry him uncorrupted through every form of temptation. The presence of God was sufficient to carry him through the most trying situations in which a man could be placed. Moses did not merely think of God, he saw him. God was the constant vision before him, he never lost sight of his face. He saw Jesus as his Savior, and he believed that the Savior's merits would be imputed to him. This faith was to Moses no guesswork, it was a reality. This is the kind of faith we need, faith that will endure the test. Oh, how often we yield to temptation because we do not keep our eye upon Jesus.